Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. I was looking at your application here for a loan. I got something in the mail, and I want to talk to someone about it, please.
Okay, absolutely. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes.
Okay, what's that number? I'll punch you in and see what we're working with.
2311-0801-0048-1726.
1726. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull it up. And who am I speaking with, please?
Dean Barnett.
Dean, okay. Well, Dean, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. Dean, what is the best number to reach you at in case we do get disconnected?
310-922-2688.
Okay. Okay. All right. And what is the name of the business that you're calling with?
Dimensional, D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N-A-L, Dimensional Plastics Corp.
Okay. All right. And we have the billing address at 1074 East 27th Street. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And what is the business structure? Are you guys an S corporation over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How long have you guys been in business?
1956.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Family business, yeah.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there, or is it broken up?
Yes.
With 100%? Okay. All right, perfect. All right. So, yeah, it looks like what you have there, it looks to be a pre-approved finance offer. It looks like we had you both for working capital and equipment financing. We do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. We're looking, we want to get some equipment. We want to do some marketing, and I have a small loans I want to pay off.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking for around $60,000. And what I'm looking for, though, is not anything, you know, that's like short-term, daily, really high interest. If that's it, I'm not interested.
Okay.
Because these short loans, they give them for 3 months or something. You're paying a couple $100 a day and almost 50% interest.
Sure.
That I'm not interested in.
Absolutely, and that probably wouldn't make sense if you've already have some existing loans on top of that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the $60,000, that is total everything, the equipment, the marketing, and the existing loans, all of that encompassing it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm kind of going to tackle each of these categories individually, just because it might benefit to tackle them, you know, each on their own as opposed to just one overarching loan.
All right.
So let's first for the marketing. What type of marketing are you looking into?
Well, what we want to do two trade shows coming up, and we want to do a new catalog and new website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys currently have a website?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've had one for years.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just trying to...
It's just updating it. That's not a huge expense, but that's just kind of what our plan is there.
Okay. All right, and two trade shows. So what do you guys primarily do for work?
What we do is, we're a manufacturer, and we make a resin panel. It's a decorative stained glass-looking panel. We sell a lot to churches and restaurants and bars and just all sorts of institutions.
Oh, I see.
Sell to, you know, like airports and military, that sort of thing. It's pretty diverse. We just really want to kind of reinvigorate our marketing program. We have a lot of sales reps, so we have to send out a lot of samples. But it's mostly, we want to go to like the Southern Baptist Convention, which we could hit, you know, reach thousands of parishes that are, you know, to be constructed or under construction.
I got it. Okay. All right. And then how much were you anticipating spending on that marketing campaign?
Oh, I'd say probably around 15.
Around 15,
10 to 15, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then now how about for the equipment side of things, what type of equipment were you looking at?
We use molds. We want to add a couple of different textures that we to our patterns, and so those molds are, you know, they run about $10,000 a piece. We want to get one or two of those.
Okay. All right. Now on those molds, do you already know which ones you're purchasing and from who?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Have you worked with the vendor before?
No, we have not.
Okay. All right. And do you happen to have kind of a quote or an invoice on those?
I could get one. We've talked to them quite a bit. It's a rather involved process. They have to actually engrave into a tube the texture of what we're hoping to achieve.
So I can certainly get
an invoice from them.
Okay. Now, you know, for the equipment, how soon were you looking to bring those molds on?
Right away. We want to get them started right away.
Okay. And how long does it take for the vendor to kind of, you know, customize those for you, get it all set to go?
Yeah, they said that they could make it within 4 weeks. They want to cash up front because it's a very specialized thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, they don't take terms.
Okay.
They only would be making that for us.
I gotcha. How many of those molds do you currently work with?
We have several different types. I think we have three or four different types.
Okay.
And then we use other types of molds also. These are specialized. They're made out of they're cylindrical round molds that they use to in our process.
Okay.
But then we use other types of molds. We have wooden molds. We have fiberglass molds. We have Mylar molds. We have a lot of different types.
Okay. Now I'm not exactly very familiar with molds for the, you know, the type of work that you do. Now, when you have the individual mold, like once you get it from the vendor, do you then attach it to a machine, or does it kind of stay as its own individual piece?
It's its own individual piece.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when they make a boat, that's the easiest way to describe it. You know, let's say they're making the hull of a boat.
Uh-huh.
They actually make a mold that is that shape, and then you just, you know, apply your resin and fiberglass to it, and then you pop the mold off, and there's your hull. That's kind of, ours is a similar process. It's a little more involved, but very similar.
Okay. On the basis of it, it makes sense to me. Gives me an idea of what programs that I'm going to be able to work with here.
Okay,
you know, to give you kind of an idea of the roadmap that I'm trying to create here, you have a few different types of needs, and we have a few different programs that kind of fit specifically with each of those. Especially if you're looking for the molds, I would say especially if you're looking for two of them, where you're going to be upwards of $20,000 on those, it might be beneficial to finance those separately from the capital needs that you need for the marketing and the loans. And the reason for that is that the structure on the loans for that sort of thing is going to be, you know, a whole lot. It's going to be longer. You can do it 2 to 5 years, spread the cost out, keep the monthly payments very low. Whereas on the capital side of things, because it's capital, you know, it's unsecured cash. So it's going to cost a little more than what you would for the equipment side of things, where that's secured with the equipment.
I see.
So it's always kind of beneficial if you can do the equipment on its own to do it that way and get locked in at, you know, they're typically much lower rates.
Yeah.
So my thought process here is let's try to do that first, get you in the lowest on that, and then tackle the capital.
Okay. Now, we also, you know, own the building here under a separate corporation, and
okay.
I own it. And if I don't know if that helps to maybe roll all this in and have a set. We do have a first. It's valued about $600,000, and we have a $175,000 mortgage on it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that helps the situation or if that just confuses it a little more. I don't know.
You know, it could be a little bit of both, but what we can do is just take a look at the whole picture, we'll first get you qualified for first. Okay, here's a quick rundown. First, I see let's get qualified for the equipment because the we're not going to need to take a look at, you know, what you already have to do that. We can get that in place. Then let's see where we stand on the capital, what type of programs we can get you into, and then we'll go over every option that's available. If it's something that we need to get into, it does make it a little more complicated, but if it is something that we need to get into, we can do that. But, you know, let's take it one step at a time. I think I got a good idea on the equipment as far as how much, the time, and exactly what we're working with. So then on the marketing side, it's about $15,000. How soon were you looking to start that marketing, and how soon were those trade shows coming up?
Yeah, we'd like to get those going as soon as possible. I also want to take a little of that money and pay down some debt. Three loans outstanding right now, and that was, you know, the OnDeck and Fast Forward Capital, that sort of thing. And two of them, one's for $14,000 balance, and the other two are about around $5,000 each. So
okay.
What I was hoping to do is pay the two fives off and just kind of, or pay all three of them off. It just, you know, I definitely want to get rid of the two $5,000 ones, though.
Okay, so those definitely are going to be a factor into, you know, which programs we get you in and how we move forward. So let's discuss those for, you know, a couple minutes here.
Okay.
So there are three. The first, let's talk about the OnDeck loan.
Uh-huh.
Now that was it a working capital loan?
Yes.
So it's you know, basically it's unsecured cash. They probably take daily payments out of the account. Is that the case?
They do weekly, yeah.
Weekly, okay. Okay, nice. All right, so now on that loan, how much was it originally for?
20.
20, okay. All right, and do you know what the total payback cost on that loan was?
You know, I'm not positive, but it was somewhere around like 28, something like that.
Okay, so we're about halfway through on that term? Okay, and do you know how long the term was?
You know, I could pull all that. I don't have it here in front of me, though.
Okay, you know, don't worry about it right now, just for
I think it was like about a 6 months.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get an idea on just about how long we have left. So that would put us about 3 months left on that with $14,000 as the current balance.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and now we'll move on. You said, was it Fast Forward was the second one?
Uh-huh, Fast Forward, yeah.
Okay, and that one, the current balance is about $5,000.
Yes.
And how much was that original amount borrowed for?
It was for, hold on a second, let me just look right here. Might have that. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need 6 months of this.
Oh, let's see.
Be careful, okay? Make sure it's not an actual capital loan and not for actual equipment.
Merchant. Okay, let's jump over to this one. For the one that I've got right in front of me now, it's called the WMI.
Okay.
And that was $8,000, but I have to pay $11,600 back, and I owe $5,100.
Okay. All right. And any idea how long the term was on it?
It was March 16.
Okay.
And then they just put so much per day, 75 days.
Oh, 75 days. Okay. All right. Yeah, that is a really short-term loan. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you primarily using those loans to do?
You know, those loans were really kind of a stopgap thing. It was,
okay, kind of a bridge loan sort of thing, just to keep...
Yeah, well, you know, long story short, it was a bridge loan to get us through, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Okay. You know, I think even if you don't have the details on the Fast Forward, I think I have enough here to work with for the time being.
Okay.
So now I just have a couple kind of qualifying questions for you to see where we're going to fit in. What do you guys...
Help?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Does it help the cause of getting the loan to for my, you know, agreeing to pay off these other loans, because I do want to pay them off no matter what, but I'm just wondering if it just makes a difference to you guys.
You know, it actually does. Really, there are, in this situation, there are two kind of paths that we can go on. The first path, which I see in this situation probably being the better one, is to get you what we call a payoff loan. So it'll be a loan where we would pay off all three of the existing loans and then give you additional capital on top.
That would be ideal, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what we're looking for. The other option, is to give you it's called a second position loan. In this case, you have a few others, so we might be able to do pay off the two small ones and then give you a little additional capital on top of that if the full payoff loan is not on the table.
Okay.
But I would view that as the secondary option here, though, in this case.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple basic questions here. What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue?
About $600,000.
$600,000, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and is that up, down, or about the same from last year?
It's about the same.
Okay.
Yeah, almost exactly the same.
Okay. And then, now, how about as far as your personal credit goes? How is that looking? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's like around, it's like 650, somewhere around there.
650, okay. Okay. All right. And then, you know, do you operate with a business line of credit right now?
No.
No, okay. 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 All right, so, you know, basically to give you an idea how our working capital programs work, because this is just for the capital side of things, not including the equipment. I'd like to try to do the equipment separately because that will leave more of the capital that's available to you, you know, able for us to use. The amount that we use for the equipment, if we can finance that separately, isn't going to bite into what's available to you on the capital side.
Okay, great.
So, on the capital side, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So if you're at 600,000, you'd probably be looking at about 60,000 being available to you.
Yep.
Now, with your current loans that you have,
can you hold 1 second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you want to take down my direct line?
I'm sorry. Okay, no problem. All right, so what I was saying is, you know, you probably have about 60,000 is the ballpark area of what we'd be looking at available to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, with your current loan balances, we're looking at about 20,000 right there.
Uh-huh.
In order to get a payoff loan, that first option that we talked about, the rule of thumb is you have to net as much as you're paying off. So you'd be looking at a loan of about 40,000, where 20,000 of it would go to pay off your current loans, and then you would net probably about 20,000 to go toward that marketing and additional, you know, whatever else you're looking to use it for. That would be the unsecured cash. So with that, the first amount you gave me on the marketing is about 15,000. It sounds like that's probably the ballpark area of what we're shooting for.
It could. You don't think they would go 60 though, huh? You think 60 is shooting too high?
Now, I think it's on the table. I think it's possible. And if they did the 60, it would be available to you. You would net probably 40,000. So you would have,
right,
you know, the 15 towards marketing, and then the other 25 for whatever you'd like. It's always good to keep that option available too, because on the equipment side of things, we're going to try to get you approved for the equipment separately, but there are a couple situations with that we need to keep in mind. On the equipment financing, the important factors in getting approved are two of them are the type of equipment that it is and the personal credit of the business owner, okay? So
right.
with the molds, we can get into somewhat of a gray area, which is the reason why I was asking if they're attached to another piece or if they remain their own individual piece. So that it could be an issue getting that approved. We will absolutely shoot for it. But if we don't, we can still use this capital that we get to cover that cost if it's not available.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, if we ended up, you know, with the 60 would be ideal.
Exactly that.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to be on the phone for a while. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly that. And really, the kind of game plan is to get you approved for the largest amount to begin with, and then work backwards from there.
Okay.
So we'll shoot to get you qualified for 60. If we do...
Yeah, 50 or 40 would work.
Exactly that. And we can kind of go over those options once the approval comes in. We can go over each one, the terms that come along with it, and see what makes the most sense. Now, as far as the terms go, first of all, you know, it's 10 to 15% of the top line revenue, so we're looking at about $60,000. The terms can range anywhere from 3 months, you know, on the short side, up to 3 years. So what we do is, just like the approval amount for the term, we'll get you approved for the longest term possible, and then let you work backwards again. Say we'll pick which one fits the model the best. Now, as far as that goes, on the marketing side of things, how soon do you see a return when you do these kind of like the website improvements, the trade shows, the conventions? Yeah. How soon do you see something come back?
I would say, you know, 3 to 6 months. You start seeing it comes pretty quickly.
That's pretty nice.
You're catching people at different. Some of them obviously are going to be a year down the road, because if an architect is just, you know, designing something, then obviously it's at least a year away. But if they're already building and they're, you know, out to bid and you can get in there, we have a service called Bid Clerk, and that just tells you all the construction sites that are going on in different states, and you zero in on churches and restaurants and that sort of thing, and you get your information to the designers. So that's kind of but again, when you do Bid Clerk, it says things that are, you know, just, you know, on the drawing board, things that are under construction, and things that are out to bid.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you know, if you are seeing a return, like, you know, on 3 to 6 months, that really kind of improves your standing when it comes to these sort of loans, especially because you can choose the term that comes with it. So if you have a return where you're seeing it kick in at about 6 months, sometimes, you know, a term along the lines of 1 year, 12 months, makes a little more sense than something with a little longer, like 2 years. Now, the reason for that is you're obviously going to be paying more in interest for the longer term. So when you shorten the term, you're saving, you know, the cost on interest because you're getting a shorter term, and you're making your money back within that period. So it really matches with what you're looking for. And, you know, based on our conversation, it seems like we're going to have some options that would make some sense. So now, the next step here, we have a good idea of what we're working with. The next step is going to be to get you approved. Now, to do that, I'm going to need a few things. First, it's just a one-page application.
I just filled that out.
Okay, perfect.
That's the business loan app?
Yes.
Commercial finance division?
Let me take a look. I'm not exactly sure which one they sent to you. Okay, you know, if it's easy, it might be easier. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email right now, because I need a few other things in addition to the application.
Okay.
But what I'll do in the email, I'm also going to send you just a clean application with the specific. It's the application for the specific program that I think is going to work best for you. What you have there is kind of a generic one. In order to kind of keep this as easy as possible, I'll just have you fill out the one that I sent to you now. Now, in addition to the application, we're going to take a look at 6 months of your recent bank statements, the business bank statements, and then your most recent business tax return. So do you guys have 2015 finished already?
No, we don't. We have just 14.
Okay, did you file an extension? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in that case, I would 2014 will work, but I'll need you to send the 2015 extension as well.
Okay.
And then the last part that I need is going to be the first page of the loan contracts that you currently have, because we're going to shoot to pay these off.
So I actually have payouts that they gave me last week for what's owed on those loans. Would that help at all?
That absolutely would. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Let me send those to you. That's a little easier than trying to dig out the first page of all that other stuff.
Absolutely.
That'll work. Okay. Yeah.
So what is it?
Send me payoffs for all three.
Perfect. That makes my job a little easier. It keeps it clear.
Okay.
What is a good email address to send this over to you at?
Send it to D as in Dean, A as in Alan, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E, @gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you real quick. I have D as in Dean, A as in Alice, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E, @gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. It'll have the application that I need you to fill out and then a list of the rest of the documents that I need. All you need to do is send that back to me. You'll have all of my contact information on the email address. And then once I get that in, I can go ahead and submit it to underwriting and usually get you an answer for those two things, the total amount that we're able to approve you for and the term that we're able to approve you for, in about 24 hours. And from there, we can go over a few different options and match it up to see what works best for you.
Sounds good.
And we'll kind of work from there. So I think I have a pretty clear idea of what we want to shoot for. We just got to get you approved.
Very good.
Okay, well, I will send the application over to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
Give me a number for you. It's Sam, right?
Yes, yeah. I can go. I can give you my direct line right now.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 858-779-0425.
Okay, and where are you located, Sam?
I am in San Diego. I'm in our San Diego office.
It's pretty down there.
Yeah, we keep it nice over here. Well, Florida's not too bad. You don't have much to complain about over there, right?
No. Although I do like the San Diego, LA weather is you can't beat it.
Yeah. We've been blessed lately too.
Cool. 858-779-0425.
That's it. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Shoot me that. I'll get it to you this afternoon, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye bye.